All right, so how'd you get involved in music?
Oh man, I can't even remember. I was so young. I've always loved music. It just feels like it's part of my life and it's in my blood, you know? But I can pretty much attribute it to, as a small kid, I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, Ruby, and she was very involved in music, and I think she kind of lit the spark, so to speak.
Who do you think is the biggest influence on you musically? I mean, listening to you, I feel like there's a lot of, like, almost theater involved. You're so happy. You have, like, and you, when you're not happy, you're also just projecting. Where does your sound come from?
I think my sound is just a mishmash of everything that influences me. I was fortunate as a kid to have a lot of different musical taste around me. Definitely like a Broadway influence for sure, because that, again, was my grandmother. She's very into that, and I got into that from a very young age. But, you know, my mom was really into the Beatles, and artists like Tom Waits and Myra Lovett, and the old school country like Hank and Johnny Cash. And my dad was really into like the Beach Boys and, you know, like the Turtles and things like that. So I got a lot of different stuff going on as a young kid and got really into that. And also, as a teenager, I was really into the band Hanson. they have really good music taste, and they were, they like have like the best music taste ever. And they were always saying like, oh, go listen to this, go listen to that. And, they were like old fogies in young bodies, really good musical taste. So I kind of, I don't know, I just pull from everything. I love, it's harder for me to find music that I don't like than music that I do like.
Okay. What's your creative process like? How do you put songs together?
I'm still trying to figure that out. a lot of times it just kind of comes to you. I think that, you know, there's certain songs that have taken me 10 minutes to write, and there's other songs that have taken me like 3 months to write. You just never know how that's going to work. So, I think for me, the biggest thing is always writing with people and always writing with new people. I do like to write on my own, but I think that there's such a benefit in communicating with other creative minds. I always think that something better comes out of a co-write than a single write a lot of the time.
Considering that, how was the title track for this LP, Words, written? Is there a story behind it?
The title track, it kind of started, actually. I was having a really rough night, and I was just like, all right, I don't know really how to deal right now. And I went to the piano, and I sat down, and I came up with that little piano riff at the beginning and the first verse. And I was stuck on that for, like, the better part of the year. I wrote the, if I sang you my story, would you listen to me? If I gave you my glory, then what would that mean? And so for the longest time, it just, you know, it just sat there and sat there, and I was like, where am I going to go from there? I don't know what to do. And through a twist of fate and a mutual friend, I met the co-writer of that track, Tim Casey, and he had this chorus, and which is the chorus of Words, and we kind of were like, well, let's see if these things can fit together, and then they magically did, and we wrote the rest of the song in about an hour. So that's an example of how things can sit for a while, and then eventually be completed.
How would you sell this album to somebody? Like, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you're in an elevator with somebody, and, you know, like, your song comes on, and they're like, oh, I wonder who this is. And you could just jump in and be like, this is who I am in, like, you know, a couple of seconds. What do you think you'd say to somebody?
I would say, like, it's very reminiscent of Sarah Bareilles and has a little bit of, like, Katy Perry kind of going on in there as well, with the funny and the tongue-in-cheekness. But the artist that I get compared to the most, actually, I get called the girl Jason Mraz a lot.
That's definitely a compliment.
So I'll take any of those, honestly. That's what I get the most.
Speaking of, like, kind of fun and tongue-in-cheek, I was watching a couple of your videos online, and they're definitely, like, just fun. I mean, what was it like on set for your video?
It was so awkward. If you're referring to the happy
for video, happy, yes,
so
yes.
Awkward. Yeah, that video was just funny to make. It was really fun. Obviously, my co-star didn't have much to offer. His name is Manny Quinn, and he's the best method actor I've ever met in my life. He's just really, really good at what he does. But it, you know, it challenged me and stretched me as an actor, I feel like. No, it was really just a lot of fun to make the video. My friend Mike Darling, who directed it, is really amazing, and he did a wonderful job. And he's someone who you can trust for a great quality product, as well as having a lot of fun in the process of making the video. So that was a really, really, really fun adventure.
What do you think your next couple of months are going to look like? How are you going to prep for this album, the release?
Well, we've got a really big show coming up on Sunday at the Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles, and then I'm going to be playing a few other release shows up the coast, and also trying to hit the East Coast in early 2015 a little bit. But I'll be going home to Utah, that's where I'm originally from, and doing some shows and some radio and stuff there as well in early December. And after that, I've got a few other projects that are sort of cooking and just waiting for this thing to drop. So once this thing's rolling, there's going to be a whole lot more coming out with my name on it. I'm excited about that.
How do you think this LP has made you a better musician and a better person?
Oh, man. Well, this LP took such a long time to make that I think I've grown in leaps and bounds. I think it's helped me realize what perseverance and patience really means. I think it's helped me as an artist to, you know, learn how to have that follow through, because I can be a perfectionist, and if something's not perfect, you know, I don't want to release it. But it's been a really great way for me to kind of settle in and find my center as far as like being a perfectionist or being, you know, not detailed enough. It's helped me really figure that out and find that balance. I feel like moving forward, everything is going to be so much smoother, because I'll be so much more prepared as to what to do.
All great albums kind of have like that timelessness, like they just stand the test of time. So in terms of your album, what do you think about it? What do you think about it is going to be able to be fun to listen to or still work, you know, 10 years from now?
You know, I hope, you always hope as an artist that you create something that lasts with people. And my hope would be for anyone that listens to this record to take away just, you know, hopefully something that they can relate to, or, you know, they can laugh along with me because I poke fun at myself, or, you know, just my whole goal is always to help people connect and to inspire people and to have it be a release for them.